Okay, good morning, all. We are up to Perek 8, Mishnah Gimel, getting close to the end over here. And so says the Mishnah as follows, Achal, v'shasa b'helei mecha. Let's say a person ate and drank. Notice that we consider that to be one prohibition in and of itself. So a person ate and drank in one helim. A helim is like a period of unawareness. So he has no idea that this is prohibited, or he forgot that it was Yom Kippur, whatever it might be. So in a single time period of unawareness, he eats and drinks. Eino chayav ela chatas echas. Once he realizes that he sinned, he's only obligated to bring one korban chatas. Achal v'shasa, achal v'asa malacha. But let's say he ate and performed some malacha, which are, we know, two specifically separate prohibitions, and he did this also in a helei mechas, right, in a period of unawareness. In this situation, chayav shtei chataos. Once he realizes that he violated this prohibition, he's obligated to bring two korban chatases. Then achal achalin she'inan ru'uyin la'achila. But let's say he ate some food on Yom Kippur. That's really, it's not food, and not like airplane food, but like really, like it's like unedible food. It was like spoiled meat or something that was really, really terrible, not fit for eating at all. V'shasa mashkin she'inan ru'uyin l'shtia, or he drank something that's really not fit for drinking. V'shasa tzir omurias. Even to the extent the Mishnah gives examples that if a person decided to drink fish brine or like a dissolved fish fats, really disgusting kind of stuff, even to that extent in all these situations, pater, he is not obligated to bring this korban chatas because these things are not considered to be real foods, and therefore so he's not going to have to bring the korban chatas. Mishnah Dalid. Atinokos, in ma'anin osan, b'yom ha-kippurim. So the Mishnah over here says babies, or atinokos, but it seems like it's not really babies, it's really all children. You'll see why in a second. So all children, you do not make them, we do not afflict them on Yom Kippur. So in theory, this would be talking about any of the five afflictions, but really it seems like we're only talking about food, which we'll see why in a second. So we don't afflict children on Yom Kippur. We do not make children fast on Yom Kippur. But we do train them to fast. What do? We say, you know, push off your first meal of the day, push it off a few hours, whatever it might be. When do we do this? We do it a year or 2 years before the kid becomes an adult, before 12 or 13 years old, whether it's a girl or a boy. And the whole purpose of this is that they should become accustomed in doing mitzvos. So it seems like when it comes to the we have five, remember we said yesterday, we have five afflictions on Yom Kippur. So it seems like for all the four other ones, so those would in theory be applicable the whole day. Why? Because those aren't necessarily so hard. So you tell a kid he can't wear leather shoes, or you tell a kid he can't put deodorant on for a day, whatever. It's not the biggest deal in the world. When it comes to not eating, so that we really have to train him in, and we're not going to prohibit it the entirety before he or she reaches bar about mitzvah. But we say you have to push it off a little depending on the strength of the child. Again, if the child is really strong, then maybe you would wait maybe a couple of hours, and not so strong, you'd wait maybe an hour. Tell him to push off the meal, and regarding the age, depending on how strong he or she is, also you start doing it a year or 2 years before the age of bar mitzvah. That brings to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time continue with Mishnah Hay for.